Keon was saying he thinks Monday. That sounds about right to you?
As far as I've heard, it sounds good to me, yeah.
What do you do without him there in the middle of the
box? We play other guys. And we'll play each one, Avery, Marquise, so you have the body.
You said no one separated themselves.
How's
Ethan grasping that one?
Well, Ethan's great, actually. I can make the case running the pure point guard spot. He may be our best option. We've gone with Keon because of experience, and I like Keon at the two, as you guys know by now. So, this may be the startup.
Where's Etwan in terms of grasping defensive concepts?
He's pretty good. He's not bad. Him and Juwan, actually, for rookies, and they understand it pretty well. I think Etwan is learning that the game is played at a different intensity. I always laugh, college players always come in and you hear college players play so hard. You hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And then when they come to the pros, they realize, well, they actually don't play as hard as you think. There's another level. It's not only intensity, it's focus. You can play hard, but the focus has to match that as well. And I think that's what most of the young players learn.
It sounds like what you're talking about is just the mental part.
The mental part of the game, yeah. And that takes time,
How many pure point guards are there in the NBA?
Well, I haven't done the count recently.
It's not that many, right?
It's more than it was. I don't know what a pure point guard is. Rondo's a pure point guard. Chris Paul, I think, is a pure point guard. Darren Williams scores a lot, but I think he's a pure point guard. And then after that, Derrick Rose. There's some good ones, I can tell you that.
How about backup pure point guards? Are there many of those? The point I'm trying to make is it seems the Celtics have had trouble over the years finding a pure...
Us and the rest of the league.
Right.
Well, I'm going to give you a math lesson right here.
Okay.
If there's not 30 starting pure point guards, it's going to be tough to have a backup pure point guard. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that was my point.
I get what you're saying. No, it is tough. Most of them are scorers by nature, the backup ones. And the ones who are pure have no shot, if you want to just, as far as shooting, literally shooting. And that that has an impact, too.
Scott, the schedule is starting to take its toll. You're starting to see the
injuries. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to overplay it, though, because it's only this year. Once we get through this year, we get back to a normal schedule. But I don't want anyone to get hurt. Right now they're not, except for Al Horford. They're not injuries, except they're more strains and pulls. Those are livable injuries. What I'm always concerned with is later, when the fatigue part of it comes in, and those type of injuries scare me.
Are you finding different ways to work your way through this?
Well, going by our record, unsuccessfully. That's what I would say. I think we are. I kind of thought this coming into it. It's just on the fly. Tibbs and I last night we were talking about it. Some of the things you got to react, change times, move around shoot-arounds, and use shoot-arounds for practices, take a day off. I think that's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to have to do this year.
Is Paul's here heel partner again?
I don't think so, no. I just think he missed camp, and, that hurts your conditioning, and I think he's working around it. It's funny, he didn't play well the other night, but I saw it coming, and you could see it coming with him. I can see it coming. I wouldn't be surprised in the next 2-3 games, you'll see a big Paul Pierce game. So I can feel it, I can see it. We all want to see it.
J.O. playing tonight?
Yeah.
Did you pick up the tab last night?
Of course not. Are you kidding me? I will say this. For the first time since knowing Tom, he actually acted like he wanted to pay. That's what I told him. I said that this is progress because the waiter brought the tab, and he started fumbling around for his wallet, and finally I said, "Tibbs, I got it. Don't worry." So, But that was a major step. Progress.
Gee, Wallace is thinking about making a comeback.
Yeah, I read that.
How do you think that would play out if he's back?
Well, he can play. I mean, with everyone, it's conditioning. If he's in great condition, because I don't know anyone's age, then I'm sure he can play. If he's not, then I'm sure it's going to be tough for him to play. I don't think it's that difficult.
How surprised are you that he's even contemplating that, considering how things ended for him?
Well, I was surprised that he retired, honestly. And things didn't end great. I mean, he did play well in the first half of that Game 7, and, you know, then the cramps and all that stuff kind of took its toll on him. But I just thought he still had basketball left in his body. You know, he had to obviously get in better shape. I told him that. You know, I was surprised that he was. I think you sometimes talk yourself into it, and then when you get home, you think, what have I done? And I think that's what he's going through. I think he thinks, man, I probably left a year or two out there.